Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, are you a longtime listener? If you are, you maybe have been listening for nearly 20 years. July 5th is the 20th anniversary of Backyard and Beyond. Now, you multiply that out, you know, 52 weeks in the year times 20 years times 5 days a week. Well, that comes out to 5,200. And there have been a few exceptions, so there's just a little less than 5,200 programs of Backyard and Beyond. Of course, one of those days we missed was 9/11. One was a tornado in the area. One was at least one, and maybe more than one, was a Hawkeye football game. And Rick filled in for me one day. Chris filled in for me one day. But I think less than probably 10 out of those 5,200 programs. I've been here with you on Backyard and Beyond. So I'm sort of looking back here and some of the things that have gone on. I, for many years, kept a record of every town in Iowa that I visited with somebody from that town, every state in the nation, and I have visited with almost someone from every state or about every state, probably missing a few. And then there's lots of countries in the world that we've also either visited with someone from that country, someone in that country, or someone that had visited that country. So Backyard and Beyond is kind of all over the world. Sorry, I no longer have that list, but it would take maybe the whole time if we went through the whole list of names of towns in Iowa and states, etc. So we'll just say there were many towns in Iowa, and in some cases, I found out information about towns that I'd never heard of. You know, when you've lived in Iowa your whole life, you think, well, I know the name of every town. No, there's still some out there that I didn't know, so that's been kind of fun. The title, some people automatically, still to this date, when I say the name of the program, Backyard and Beyond, jump to the conclusion that it is all about landscaping and yards. Well, those of you who've been around know that, yeah, that's still kind of a favorite topic of mine, and we talk about the garden seminar, and we talk about gardening, and we talk about what plants might be good to try out right now, etc. A whole lot of things to yards and gardens, but certainly not the main mission of Backyard and Beyond. So what does the title mean? Well, it means what's happening in your backyard and what's happening beyond your backyard. So that's been an opportunity to visit with many interesting people and about many interesting topics. Probably in addition to landscaping yards, the one of the other topics that I often talk about is food, you know, and that's kind of related, maybe including a recipe or what are the top new foods coming out this year or something related to food. Another really important part of Backyard and Beyond are the community resources, knowing about community resources, perhaps what's new in the community or, you know, what's been added. A new kind of something in our community. And that might relate to health, because we often talk about health topics, or it might be special events going on in the community. It might be the history of a community, or holidays. We've just recently been talking about the 4th of July and some of those celebrations, for instance. And I think the most important topic has been visiting with interesting people. So that brings back a lot of memories, and perhaps you who are listening perhaps have been a guest on Backyard and Beyond, and some people get really nervous about being on the radio, and I just try to say, well, you know, you're talking to me now. It's the same thing. It's just a conversation. Had one person who, when we talked, and she was really comfortable, and we started to record, she could not say a word. So we just stopped. Thank goodness that one wasn't live. Just stopped and kind of rebooted and got a helper in, and everything was fine. Also have had a couple of people who, you know, beforehand we kind of talk about what are we going to talk about, and just they're just full of information. And the minute we turn on the record or start doing the program, their answers become really short. and all of a sudden they're missing lots of information. So it's a trial. Then there are those times when, you know, often we've done these with people on the phone because not everybody can come to the KJN studio. And occasionally those connections are not made. Either they forgot or the phone isn't working or whatever. So we kind of fill in. One of my favorite times is when, that happened. The person, it was just not connecting. And so I'm filling in and we get this phone call and I go, oh, good, we're there. Well, it was actually Jim calling from the other phone in the other room and saying the same thing had happened to him that morning. So, you know, it's just, you just sort of have to be ready for those kinds of things to happen. Well, talking about interesting people, I want to mention a few of those. And perhaps you have a favorite person if you listen often. Perhaps there's somebody that you recall. I often tell the story about the Umbrella Man, who it was, National Umbrella Month, and we were going to talk about why it was National Umbrella Month. And turned out, I think his collection were mostly those teeny little umbrellas that come out of drinks. That was an interesting challenge. But on a more positive note, one of my favorites has been Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, well, that's Lee Williams, our current resident who portrays Abraham Lincoln in such a good way. Then there was a past Miss America, grew up in Iowa, was Miss America after being a representative from Colorado. Then there are lots of musicians and other kinds of performers and some politicians like Senator Harkin, and then one that I'm sure you will remember him. If you used to watch The Love Boat, you know about Gopher. Well, of course, Gopher was from Sioux City, Fred Grandy, and he became a United States House of Representatives congressman from Iowa and served four terms. And turns out he was a graduate of Harvard University. His roommate in one of the schools he went to was David Eisenhower. So lots of background about Fred Grandy. He also then served as president and CEO of Goodwill Industries International. So lots of history there. But, another person I wanted to mention was Chip Carter. And when I mentioned Chip Carter, some people go, yeah, that doesn't mean anything. Well, that was President Carter's son. And turned out that he actually had been in the KJN studio when President Carter was, before he was president, he was campaigning. Chip said, I stopped at every town where I saw a radio tower. So he actually had been here at KJAN. But probably my favorite people are those that are local folks who have stories to tell, some because they are involved in some kind of event or organization that's doing something. Then there are folks who just have great memories. We've interviewed quite a few people who graduated from high school in Xyra, Audubon, Atlantic, and they have stories to tell about their past experiences and what they're doing now. And then there was the lady who was, I believe, 99. She was from Audubon. And what an interesting person. She read three newspapers a day. She was resisting getting a computer, but her kids thought she should have one. She could tell me the names of the horses they used when she was growing up. She could tell me what kind of car that they drove in several years, especially when she got married. She remembered what kind of car that was. I'm just going, oh, what a wonderful history and interesting person. So that's been really important part of Backyard and Beyond, are all of the interesting people. Another important part has been all of you who have given ideas, saying, you know, here's somebody you should talk to, or here's something that I want to do. Calling up and saying, can I be on your program? That's what's made Backyard and Beyond go. Well, after 5,200 programs, and you're going, it's going away. Well, not quite. But after the anniversary on July 5th, we are going to reduce the number of programs to 2 a week. Instead of 5 a week, there will be 2 a week, and they will be on Tuesdays and Fridays. So this week, it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll skip Thursday. We'll be back on Friday. And then thereafter, every week, it will be Tuesdays and Fridays. So we are not changing the purpose. We're not changing all of the things that we want to do, all of the things we want to talk about, but just having a few less times to do that. So stay tuned for Backyard and Beyond. And until next time, because tomorrow's the 4th, something about freedom. Nelson Mandela said, "For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others."